Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blog cast. This is episode 390. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me. It really does. I can't even tell you. So today's blog is about acting. Yes, it is. But it's not about acting I've been doing. It's some acting I observed in a television program. I really do think there are like trends in performance styles. I'm not sure it really happens in the theater so much, although it might, but it's not quite as obvious, I guess. But, you know, there was that trend that I noticed of the snot dripping acting style. And this one is about whisper acting. So let me read it to you. It is called Whisper Acting. We decided to watch the second season of The Wheel of Time, a fantasy adventure show on Amazon. And by the middle of the show, we were laughing our faces off. This was not because the show is funny. It is not. It takes itself very seriously. But we were cracking ourselves up due to the near universal use of whisper acting. The Wheel of Time is hardly the first show to go all in on whisper acting, but they go hard. And it happened to be the show where it started to become ridiculous. We started talking about it because the dialogue was so hard to hear or understand, and yet the action sequences were loud and aggressive. We've read many of the articles and watched the videos about the trends in sound design that make this happen and have led to an extraordinary percentage of people using the closed captions or subtitles when watching TV. It's partly the sound design, sure, but it's also the acting. So many people are whispering. Like so many. Is this what they're teaching in acting school these days? If so, I kindly request them to stop. Whispering is a film technique. We don't use it in the theater much as we have to be heard. And a stage whisper is, in fact, very demanding to do. But on film, when everyone is wearing a mic, whispering is easily done. In fact, it's much easier than saying one's lines full-voiced, as it can cover some gaps in performance or make a line reading sound intense without any real effort. It's fairly easy to cover bad acting with whispering. I suspect in the case of The Wheel of Time, it's not because the director is trying to cover bad acting, because they're all very good otherwise. But maybe because they think the whispering makes things seem more dramatic or intimate. Or maybe because it's the trend of the current moment. Or maybe everyone's afraid of using their voices now. I don't know why they do it, but I do know I felt a palpable relief whenever anyone used their actual full voice in this show. The extra difficulty with everyone whispering in a fantasy show is that there are a lot of made-up words, a lot of made-up names and places, and when we can't really hear the sounds of those made-up places or people, we have no idea what or who anyone is talking about. That's when it starts to become funny. That's when we start whispering to each other. Where did he say he was going? I don't know. It was so quiet. Sounded like... That's why, when there was a long lead-up to a scene between the Aes Sedai and her warder, I couldn't resist adding some whispered dialogue as it ramped up, saying, I can't wait to have a dramatic whisper scene where we just whisper angrily at each other. Then the warder came in, and he started whispering, and we fell out of our chairs laughing. It got even funnier when the whispering man banged his fist on the table in the middle of whispering. Like, you're not trying to be quiet, obviously. This is just too funny. We missed the whole scene. We were laughing so hard. I don't think that's what the showrunners were going for. One of our favorite whispered moments was when a big group of guys were riding their horses through some dry hills. Despite the fact that horses are loud and the outdoors eats sound, these guys were still whispering to each other. That one wasn't just funny. It stretched the bounds of credulity. Just a bunch of dudes whispering on horseback as their horses loudly clip-clop over the ground. Oh, listen, I understand the power of a whisper. My favorite technique for getting a room to quiet down is just to make little whispering sounds, because almost everyone wants to know the secret, and a whisper sounds like a secret. But if you whisper all the time, you lose all the whisper's power. If you whisper all the time, people will stop listening, especially if you're telling us about Inaudible, who is going to Inaudible in order to rescue Inaudible. Please, film and TV makers, I beg of you, save your whispers for only the moments in which they are absolutely necessary. It's become a style of acting now somehow, and it's just silly to keep doing it. If whispering is all your actors can do, get better actors, or else I'm just gonna laugh through your very serious shows. When I came upon the names of these characters, or their positions, I guess they really are, they're not their names, they're what their jobs, but they're made up words, right? So like I came across them and looking at them and I was like, how do I say these again? Even though I heard them over and over again before I ever saw them spelled. But when I saw them spelled, I was like, what do they say? What does that mean? Aes Sedai, what? and a warder. If you don't hear these words fully voiced, how in the heck are you supposed to know what is going on? Aes Sedai, warder. Oh my God. Anyway, we didn't get past that first episode yet, so I don't know how it turns out. I hope they stop whispering, or at least slow it down. It is funny, though, because like I feel like the most famous actor on the show is Rosamund Pike. And she doesn't do it. She'll be with the other guy who's like whispering. And she's just using her regular voice. And I'm like, that's the way. Keep it going, Rosamund. Don't give in. But it is so odd. And I find very distracting. But, you know, that's just me. Apparently not, though. Other people were like, yeah, it's driving me crazy. please... Those of you who make such things, cut it out. So, what song do I have for you? Well, let me tell you. I went through a fair number of choices on this one. I was like, at first I was like, oh, in some earlier blog, I thought about doing Whisper to a Scream. So I was like, oh, I'll just go to that. I have the chords already. I'll do it. And then I played through it, and I think at the point that I played through it, I was still like really pretty deep into COVID. So I was like, ugh, this sounds terrible. So then I was like, oh, there's another Whisper to a Scream song that's actually Elvis Costello and the guy from Squeeze. And it's a great song. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll do that one. And then I tried to learn it, and it was just like, woof, couldn't manage it. I messed around with Careless Whisper, which really has nothing to do with whispering. All of the whispering to a scream are much more appropriate to the subject matter. At some point, though, I think I will enjoy doing Careless Whisper. It's a song of my youth that I really very much enjoyed, and it seems like it'd be fun to sing. So maybe at some point in the future, with a more appropriate tie-in, I don't know. So I went back to Whisper to a Scream. Now, can you name the band? I could not. And I've had to look many times to double check what the name of the band is, because I think they were a one-hit wonder. This was like their, you know, one hit. I'll just give you a second. Like, what you're gonna go like, oh, it was the band is called the icicle works. Would never have guessed it in 6 million years. I guess maybe I never knew the name of this band. Anyway, it's the Icicle Works. And I'll sing it for you shortly. Meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. If you like this blogcast, please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe in your podcast apps. If you would like to support it, that would be amazing. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis. There's also Ko-fi. There's PayPal. You could sign up to be a patron on Substack. I feel like I added a new thing recently, but maybe not a funding thing. Anyway, there's many choices, and they are all appreciated. And also, your ears on this thing are much appreciated, so thank you for that. We hit number 13 in the indie arts charts on Good Pods, so that's nice. That feels pretty good. I feel like once we hit the top 10, that's when I'm going to like really celebrate. 13, I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. But if we hit the top 10, that's going to be party city. So I think that's all I have to tell you. Listen to The Defense, if you would, please. You don't even have to listen to it. Just push play on it. Let's get our numbers up a little bit. That'd be real nice. I mean, we're doing okay. We hit like 200 and something in the charts a few weeks ago, but that's the last time I know about a charting. So, you know, but getting some more numbers on that would be amazing. Thank you very much. And also, no, that's it. That's all the things. Thank you so much for listening. And I give to you now a whisper to a scream, parenthesis, birds fly. Enjoy. Love comes down upon us till you flow like water burning with the hope of inside feathered. Look, they're covered with a bright elation stolen in the sight of love. We are, we are, we are but your children, finding our way around indecision. We are, we are, we are rather helpless. Take us forever, a whisper to a scream. Birds fly in the eye of the faithless daughter, broken at the bitter end, wasted, sacrificed for a new nirvana. Nighttime sends us on our way. We are, we are, we are but your children, finding our way around indecision. We are, we are, we are rather helpless. Take us forever, a whisper to a scream. 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 We are rather helpless.